You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill. This is Coop and Cassius for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. Delighted to be joined by some of the finest camera holders in the game.
He's gone down a peg already.
Umar, Andrew, Oscar and Raza from IFL TV. My gang, our gang. What's happening? Everyone good?
Good, all brother. Good, good.
Gang, gang.
Cheers, brother. Not bad, not bad.
Right, let's jump straight into this. We're here to discuss the new free-to-play game where you can win big cash prizes. We've all been on it over the last few weeks, and obviously we're kind of going to reflect on the weekend, how your picks went, and we're also going to make our picks, not publicly, but we're going to make our picks for this week's opening fight camp DAZN show. Okay? So first of all, Joyce Takam, how did we all get on?
588.
At what? 690 people, though. That's terrible.
With what? Joyce Takam, the fight, I was two rounds out for the stoppage. I'll say that much.
Let me just see. Yeah, I finished 290th out of 623 people on the Joyce Takam. I got every single fight decision correct, but the rounds and the points and knockouts I got wrong. So,
Raza?
Yeah, I didn't do too bad compared to those guys. I got 159, so probably the highest out of everybody, I think. I got the one of the fights wrong of how it will end. And I think that's probably the reason why I didn't get even higher and just missed out on a cash reward, because quite a few people got money this week. Yeah. Free money.
£500 if you finish first. And it was, 10 people that finished second, they got £83. So there's money there.
So if people are wondering what on earth we're talking about, okay, all you have to do is log on to www.fightpicksgame.com. Let me spell that out. fightpicksgame.com.
What are you hitting, Coogan?
That was the table, mate.
All right.
fightpicksgame.com. Download the app now on iOS or Android, whichever you use, and you'll know exactly what we're talking about. But obviously, a lot of people will know what we're talking about. The sum of money you're talking about obviously changes from week to week, depending on who's playing. So, but this week, we're obviously previewing the Conor Benn and Adrian Granados card. Now, guys, I don't want you to publicly declare your pick, because there's some fights there, obviously, where we know the fighters and we don't want to kind of make them public for this. So, first of all, though, let's just talk about the card coming up. Obviously, huge night for Eddie Hearn and Matchroom, as DAZN broadcast their shows with Matchroom for the very first time. Umar, I'll come to you. Top of the bill is Conor Benn with another interesting test in Adrian Granados.
Yeah, he's been on fire, hasn't he, recently, Conor Benn? But he goes up in another test again against Adrian Granados. Only lost at the top kind of level against your Broners, Danny Garcia, Robert Easter Jr. I think, obviously, Conor dazzled in the last fight. Couldn't have been much better, getting Vargas out immediately. But if I remember correctly, I think Danny Garcia put him down three times, Adrian Granados, and then stopped him. So hopefully we see something similar where Conor Benn actually goes a few rounds in this and gives Conor a bit more of a test. And maybe Conor will have to, go a few rounds this time. I think Danny Garcia, arguably the biggest puncher at welterweight. So if he had to put Granados down three times, then I'm sure Conor will have to do something similar.
Yeah, I like this test for Conor. I know a lot of names like Sean Porter have been mentioned for him, but he's probably a little, maybe two fights away from the likes of Sean Porter. And I don't think Conor will probably take offence there, because he takes offence to anything like this, because he's always crushing it in the gym, isn't he, old Conor? So, have we all got our apps ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So, make your pick now for top of the bill, Conor Benn versus Adrian Granados.
Add on that, remember, Granados has only lost two guys like Sean Porter, Grona, Garcia. So this is a tough test for Ben. This isn't just, he's only lost the top guys in the division as well. So remember that when you make your pick.
Thanks for repeating what I just said.
You didn't say that. You just said Danny Garcia. I'm mentioning Sean Porter, Brona, and all them guys. So, but yeah,
what are you talking about? I mentioned
Brona, Porter, Robert Easter Jr., and Garcia. But...
Did you? Mate,
is your hearing going?
What?
Yeah, is your hearing going? Because I've got Pat Umar on it, so I don't know what you're on about.
I didn't hear you. We'll just say my computer.
He was just zoning out. Most people do when I talk, so it's all right.
Just so people know, once you've picked who you think's going to win, you've got obviously different options of method of victory. So I'm picking my method of victory right now. Or what could it be? A lot of people are agreeing with my one, by the way. So
I must have picked the same method as you then.
No. This is an interesting one. if I showed Connor this, Connor would have the ump. Right. Everyone done?
Yeah.
All done.
Okay. Rafa, I'll come to you for the next fight on Fight Picks is Avni Yildirim. Against Jack Cullen. I find this quite a bit of a mad fight, to be honest with you, that this fight was made. Obviously, Yildirim, not recently, a few months ago, faced pound for pound King Canelo. There's been the likes with, obviously, Eubank Jr. in the past, but Jack Cullen hasn't really kind of fought at that level of these kind of opponents. So, what do you think about this fight, Raz?
You know what? When you mention Avni Yildirim, the one thing comes to my mind straight away is that press conference with Chris Eubank Jr. in Germany.
Which was one of the craziest press conferences I think I've ever witnessed. We can't obviously repeat what was said at that press conference, but I think everyone knows what you're talking about.
No, absolutely. And obviously, Avni, and everyone expected him to give Canelo a tough fight. Everyone was surprised that he didn't come out of the corner because Canelo didn't even get out of his first game. It was so comfortable. He's lost his last two fights. He obviously lost to Durrell, Canelo and Eubank Jr. But other than that, he's won all of his fights. I think it's 20-odd fights, something like that. Cullen, what is he, 2-4 or something like that in his last couple of fights? He's lost one. He hasn't been at Yildirim's level in terms of opposition, but... You know, it's a good test for Cullen to see where he's at, because can he mix it at this level with Yildirim? Because Yildirim has got power. We know that. He can certainly punch. We've seen Cullen take punches and unfortunately not take them very well. So I think it's a very, very interesting fight and interesting to see what the followers and the fans on Fight Picks have chosen.
Where did you just go there, Braveheart?
The neighbor's dog barking in. Open the back door.
Why don't you get your neighbor's dog to download Fight Picks? That would have been more acceptable for you to do, to be honest.
Maybe the fucking thing will shut up then.
All right, careful. There's kids here. I was going to say kids watching. There's a couple here. Who's an Oscar?
We thought about you and Raza.
Okay, so I find this a very interesting fight. Just the matchup in itself, Jack Cullen against Avni Yildirim. It just sounds mad, but. If we go on to our picks now and see how we get on. This one's not an easy one to call, this one.
A lot more closer than the last one, though, when you see the percentages when you make your pick.
Yes, correct.
A lot more closer.
Yeah.
Okay. Everyone done that? Right, on Fight Picks for this week, the final fight on there is an absolute cracker in Thomas McCarthy against Chris Billam-Smith. We know there's been a lot said over the last few months between them. Andy, I'm going to come to you on this one. These guys. Well, I think I've heard a bit from both, probably more from McCarthy, who's been very vocal prior to this fight. Quietened off a little bit since the fight was announced, but this is a very, very good fight for this week, isn't it, between McCarthy and Billam-Smith?
Definitely. I mean, McCarthy's obviously said his bit, and Chris Billam-Smith is a nice guy. I don't think he says much in terms of trash talking and stuff like that, but he's actually came out and gave a little bit back, which is good to see. But they do share a common opponent in Richard Reacquar. Now, obviously, Richard beat Tommy and Chris Bell-Smith got that split decision against him, and maybe some people's eyes at least, he won that fight. So do we read too much in that? Can we read into that, that we outclassed Scott McCarthy? I don't think so, because Tommy and Pete Taylor, in the last, what, three fights since he's won that European title, they seem to be on it tactically. Tactically, they've been on it, and they've navigated their way through fights with great tactics from Pete Taylor, and Tommy stuck to the game plan and got the both wins, won the European Cruiserweight title, I believe, out in Italy. So, Chris Bell-Smith, like, he's only lost to Riatko, and that was a split decision. But like I said, Tommy, he's on a roll. This is more of a 50-50 fight for me, in my eyes, that I see. So it's going to be when we finally make these picks, it's going to be difficult for me to choose, but I might just go for the draw. Who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows?
Splinters in the arse, mate. Splinters in the arse. I'll do it, because I wouldn't want to see any of them again if I made a pick, so I'll do it.
Listen, it's a great fight, and it's like, these are the type of fights
we need to see. I think this is more, like I said, more matched than what people assume. Obviously, listen, some people are going to favour either or, but I think if you're looking from a neutral aspect, this fight is relatively evenly matched, in my opinion. So, right, let's go on to click on to McCarthy and Bell-Smith.
Oh, interesting.
Let me just show people the screen there, if you can see that. So,
wow, I didn't expect that.
I do like Chris Bell-Smith. I do like Tommy. So.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know.
Whoa. That's interesting. Right. Well, listen, you pick and you play. Listen, but I was surprised by kind of some percentages there. I'm sure some people may know what I was referring to. Okay, so three fights on there. Obviously, the card's stacked anyway. Oscar, there's a lot of good fighters on there. So you're done, yeah?
Yep. Your picks are
all done. all done. Ready to finish 700.
Right.
I need the cash as well. Go on.
Okay.
Prize pool, £1,000. Woo!
Okay. We're going to do a recap after the weekend about this, but just come on to you, Oscar. Yeah, there's a lot of other fights on the card as well. Sandy Ryan's on the bill. Campbell Hatton's on the bill. Obviously, the three fights we just meant there. Anthony Fowler's on the bill. Change of opponent for him. It should be a good card. And also, a fight that I'm very much looking forward to this week is between another random fight that got made. Is between Lee Wood and Kanzu.
Yeah, obviously, I think the strongest card, and I think most people will agree, the strongest and most entertaining fight camp card. I know the other three spoke about these fights, but quickly, I think people are underplaying Granados like massively. I know his losses were 4 years ago, and people will say if he's losing, then he might not be at that level now. And plus, once you've been stopped, I don't know, something sometimes goes in fights, but I think that's a tough test for Conor, because he's going to stick it on him. Leeward, Kanzu's a monster. Like, I love how, and it's the same with Colin and Yildirim, right? It's just so left field, like, come out of nowhere. Kanzu is a monster in terms of how many punches he throws, and he seems to look like he's overwhelming opponents, but I just think Lee's dangerous early. Like, we know he can bang. Ben tells us he can bang in every single interview, and has been doing so for the last 12 months. So I think Lee's dangerous early. I think that's a cracker. Yildirim and Colin, like, it's weird because it's like meet in the middle. Like, Yildirim's been fighting up there, Colin here. But you think Yildirim was dominating one card against Darrell before the decision. I think one of the cards he was like 99-91 or something. So Yildirim's no mug, just because he's looked sort of a little bit out of depth, obviously, against Canelo, who's pound for pound one. So, yeah, three really interesting fights there. Tommy McCarthy, Bell-Smith, yeah, bang on 50-50. I think Chris will have to be quite aggressive like he was at Fight Camp last year, and like Richard was actually against Tommy. But yeah, 50-50, can't split that. Campbell's always going to have interest. And Sandy Ryan, I feel like I've seen so many interviews done with Sandy and heard so much about her from like Paul Reddy and Eddie and whatnot, that I'm excited to actually see what she's about. And then last one, yeah, Anthony Fowler, late opponent change, can always cause a little bit of trouble, but yeah, looks in decent shape. So I think the strongest card, and yeah, man, I'm buzzing for it to start.
He was pitching for the zone then, wasn't he, Oscar, there?
Well done, Oscar.
Do you like that? Do you like that?
That was good. Yeah? You remember, that before, I would have named the top four fights and gave up. Who's fighting again? But well done, mate.
You know what? It's a shame they've already announced their talent, because I'm sure they pay better than this. So,
You're cheap as well.
Are you not happy, IFL? Is that what
you're IFL?
I'm more than happy, Cougs, you know I am.
If you declare your unhappiness right now, we can replace it right now with our sixth and special guest.
Have you announced him yet?
Right, so Monday we're going to recap on how we got on Fight Picks.
Hopefully with Connor.
Yeah, hopefully we'll get a word with Connor as well on Monday. And we'll preview next week's card, which is headlined by the world title fight between Kid Galahad and Jazza Dickens, which let's not even go into that yet because that for next week.
Next week is the Friday night is the Mick Conlon versus TJ as well.
Correct.
But that's the Friday night, and then obviously you've got the two. So
we're previewing two cards, and we'll have fights from each of the cards, the one from Fela on the 6th and the one from Fight Camp on the 7th. So, so if you're watching this and, again, you're baffled to what we're talking about, we are talking about the game that everyone's talking about at the minute in boxing, Fight Picks. Go on to www.fightpicksgame.com and register for free, win money for free.
It takes 2 minutes to register as well. So.
And add us. You can see if you're better or worse than us.
Right. If you want to add me, it's Andrew_IFL. If you want to add me and play along, so
I'm just Coogan Cassius. That's it, Mike.
Oscar_IFL, and I think Umar's is the same.
No, it's not Oscar_IFL. My Zoom are on.
All right. Yeah.
I'm Raz -IFL. Mine's too.
You're not underscore.
I might change it. I'll be Raz_IFL. Then
add IFL to you at the end of yours.
But don't forget, it's free to download. If you've got, obviously, an Android or Apple Store as well, you can just download it straight from the app as well and on your phone. And it's a free game. It's fun. Let's win some money.
You'll win some monies.
Listen, if any of you win, half was with me. I'm skint up here. So if any of you win, split your money with me and I'll do the same with you.
You could buy a house up there with these winnings, could you?
It's the most ridiculous idea. If we win, we split our money with you.
Yeah. I'll do the same with you.
Who says you're going to win?
Exactly. We'll go hear from you if I win.
See what happens.
I'll retire if I win.
Andrew, I'm feeling an IFL fan.
You're like 500, man. You've got a long way to go to win.
Lads, I'll come for you for tips.
Right, guys, thank you very much. Yes, we'll release this week. Recap next Monday. See how we all got on. But yes, if you're watching, Fight Picks. Get it on your phone. Play along. There are a lot of people in boxing. I know Umar and Oscar have been frantically getting a lot of the boxers involved. So have you, Andy. So have you, Raza. So keep that going. And, again, www.fightpicksgame.com. It's in the description of the video. Good luck this week, and we will catch up next week.
Definitely. Good seeing you, guys. Good luck. Remember, half us.
Sweet, fellas.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.